you know news. These are stories you might not hear in the news, but I want to talk about anyways. If you don't know, April is National Autism Awareness Month, and this is really exciting news. The Sesame Street Theme Park in Pennsylvania is going to be the first theme park for kids with autism. It's a 14-acre Sesame Place, and it's going to reopen later this month and will now feature quiet rooms and a sensory guide to help parents plan visits. Workers at the theme park also got special training on autism awareness and sensitivity. It's now the first theme park in the world to receive an autism accreditation.
You have to say the name of the theme park in your Elmo voice.
Sesame Street.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Was it? It's hit and miss. Sometimes I can do it, other times I sounds like something's messed up.
Do you remember who your favorite character was on the show? Mine was Telly.
Mine was Elmo.
I always liked Oscar the Grouch, which is hard to imagine me being grouchy. I love trash. What about you, MYK?
Oscar was lit, yeah.
Dude, Oscar didn't play
his
around.
His little worm.
Yeah, I like
him?
the worm.
I like Snuffleupagus's eyelashes.
Oh, Snuffleupagus. I have always wanted to meet Snuffleupagus in real life because his eyelashes are on fleek.
Lit eyelashes look like they got done by Emmy B. Moore.
I know, but I think me and Snuffleupagus have the same eyelash girl.
Hold on, let's give her a free plug. There we go.
Radiate 60s Aloud, Miss Emily Moore.
Mm-hmm. She does Sesame Street and Alex.
That's right. She is a real star.
Yeah, those are definitely eyelash goals.
Lash girl for the stars.
Is your dog missing that one thing, the eyelashes that it's always wanted? Then go.
He's an elephant. He's not a dog.
No, I'm saying, like, if you got pets or if you got a cat. I don't think most people listening have a cat. I mean, have an elephant.
Snuffleupagus, he barks.
If you do, you can take him on in there. All right, let me know what you guys, if you would do this or not. Over a third of Americans say they would give up their right to vote for a pay raise. Oh. No, a raise
Idiots.
At work.
Idiots. You know what? That's the thing. That's the problem with this country.
What is percent? People?
They're saying that they found 35% of people will give up the right to vote in all elections for life.
No.
If they could get a pay raise.
People absolutely are not appreciative of you know, the freedom that we have in this country. That is so stupid
What
to
about
say.
This? Well, maybe, okay, let's not say a pay raise, but would you give up your right to vote if you, let's see here, if you, all you had to do is, you'd get a pay raise, you just have to, sorry. You just have to break up with your partner or significant other to get the pay raise. So you wouldn't lose your right to vote. But for a pay raise at your job right now, would you break up with the guy you're seeing? For more money. Come on, Alex. You
right,
can find another
the guy,
guy.
Like right now as we stand?
Yeah, dump him. Come on.
Negotiations. You got to think about negotiate.
That's
we're
right.
Early in the relationship.
Negotiations.
Alex.
What?
Think of the romance. Think of the love.
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. Would I break up with the Egyptian? Would I not break up with the Egyptian? No. I feel like to me, it's more important to try to find true love. And what if he's my true love? And
then
I
just gosh.
Think about the extra commas in your bank account.
In my bank account. All right, well, that got really sappy. I wasn't into that one right there. I know, yeah, she'd take the money. All right, we're all millennials here for the most part, and they have a reputation for being very non-confrontational. Would you agree? Okay, you're the exception, Alex. You realize that. You're very confrontational. But what did you say?
I hate you, and I'm not afraid to say it.
I know. Alex constantly, like, what would you like to eat?
That's my opinion!
Okay, I just said, what did you want to eat? You didn't have to yell at me. But I think Liv the Web Girl. I feel like you're very non-confrontational.
I am a typical, like, doormat. Like, I am definition
You hear
doormat.
That, guys? You hear that?
I'm not a doormat.
No, I've been better, like, this past year. I found this whole new, like, independence.
That's
and,
good.
Like,
maybe it's just because, you know, for, like, moving out,
right,
first place.
I guess, like, being on my own. But I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. My entire life, just doormat.
Aww.
It's okay, guys.
Liv, she's growing.
Okay.
She's growing in front of us.
I didn't mean to make this sad. Dang,
no, I don't think that's sad.
I just have to go into my stories and not ask anymore because they always turn tragic. Well, according to a new survey, 1 in 8 millennials say they'd rather get fired if they were going to get fired from their job with a text or instant message than face-to-face or on the phone.
I would agree with that. For fired,
sure. Yeah. Face-to-face is so awkward.
No, but come on.
For a lot of things.
Listen, you're that afraid of having a conversation. It's not even a confrontation. It's a conversation. Like saying, hey, we're going to let you go. We're parting ways. You like, bling, text message. I got fired.
I mean, if the text message included the information on why, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, if anything that is unpleasant, I would rather be over the phone, like dumping,
yeah,
anything like that, rather be over the phone than
in person.
Yeah, oh man, I remember when I broke up with my wife. I did it in person. That was after she took me out for dinner. That was awkward.
I think most of my breakups actually have happened on a phone call, not text. I don't think that's right. But I would rather it be actually when I think about it. I think I would rather be broken up with on the phone than in person. It's like so uncomfortable in person. Then you got to walk away. It's like you give each other a hug. What happens?
Yeah, it's better than like ghosting someone.
Yeah.
Then you have Ari staring at you for 3 hours, right. Like on The Bachelor.
Well, listen to this. So the Egyptian was talking to a girl before me and he just ghosted her when he and I started talking. So he just like quit talking to her and I wasn't okay with that. I said that was disrespectful. So last night when we were on the phone talking, I encouraged him. I was like, I think you really should send her a text and apologize.
Good for you.
Yeah. I said, you need to apologize and explain like, hey, you're seeing somebody else and she deserved more respect than that and give her an explanation. And so he did. He did it. And he said, you're absolutely right. That was rude of me. And so he apologized. And I don't think she ever wrote back, but I think that was the right thing to do.
I think any guy who ghosts a girl, any girl that ghosts a guy,
yeah.
That is so disrespectful.
It's so
a special
disrespectful.
Place in hell. And real quick, I know I got to wrap up, but listen, this is important, NYK. Don't wrap me up just yet. Listen, Taco Bell, this is your last week, guys. They're getting rid of the nacho fries. I'm just putting
it out
there.
I know, you were like the main person who loved those.
No, they had so many that they couldn't believe it. They're saying these are our last week for nacho fries. They're going to disappear soon. But don't worry, they will be back in time for summer.
Oh.
It's kind of like the McRib, but with a fry.
Well, that's sad.
Well, usually when they replace, they get rid of something great, they put something new there.
You know what? That's a great point right there.
They always do.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing what's next. That's Joe's Need to Know News.